Music Good Breakfast with Ruben and Sharunika on Groot FM 98.5.
It's time for a confession session yet again. Ross Learmonth with us this morning.
In the hizay.
That is the only man lekker. Who makes that noise this early in the morning.
Ross, are you well?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Ek het TV gedoen.
TV gedoen. Ja,
die groot TV.
Ja.
And I played there. Yeah. And I'm now here with you. It's beautiful.
Now, it's always good to see you, but now I have to make a confession session to start off this chat this morning. It is official. I have unfollowed you and wifey on social media because I couldn't keep up and I'm jealous. I'm just jealous, Ross. I couldn't take it anymore. So I've actually unfollowed you. I'm really sorry.
Oh, man, you've broken my heart.
I just want to know if you're like in a constant default state of jet lag.
Oh, the last little bit I have been. It's been great.
It's crazy. You're going to incredible places, man.
Yeah, we were it's been beautiful. I went with the Polytones and Arnold Carson went to Cyprus and we played a medieval castle to some Cypriots and South Africans, and it was amazing. It was 39 degrees at midnight, so it was by a varum.
Yeah,
I miss the summer. I've got a beautiful tan that I have to now hide. I've got to wear a freaking jacket.
Listen, but it's incredible. And, I mean, the places you go. By the way, how is Khan doing?
He's doing great. I think the band has changed the key of their music, which you can't even hear for general, but they've dropped it to a place where I love the band even more now. It just sounds like the songs have aged better. And,
sure.
You know, I'm doing a thing called the ARC, which is Arno, Ross, and Khan. We're going to be traveling all around the world. We're going to Portugal, Cyprus. All over the place. And, I've been learning Arno's songs and Khan's and Polytone's songs, and it's just, you have new respect once you look at it from that angle. You know what I mean? Like, we were always put as rivals, the Polytones and Prime Circle. But, like, in the end, it was good for everybody that we were rivals. It's like it makes for good football kind of thing. So it was always a good thing. But behind the scenes, always been good friends. We've just been way better.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But that,
I'm joking.
That trifecta of Arno and Khan, that is enough to create a hole in the space-time continuum.
Oh, man, and Arno is just on another level now. Like, I think since, I don't know, the last few years, he's just been getting better and better, and he truly is like godfather rock and roll grunge, you know.
But let's say this as well, because you're probably not going to say it, but I'll say it. I mean, you've just become so much better. The stuff that's coming out now, it's just it's a different level, Ross. Incredible music. I'm loving it, man.
Thank you. That means a lot. I'm putting everything I have into it. So you hope that it's better and you hope it's well received.
Yeah. It is. It is very well. Ons gaan nou gesels oor 'n ander liedjie. But for now, it's always a treat if you're in the studio because we're going to be amazed by you again. You've got your guitar with you. Your guitar gebring.
Ek het hom.
It's a beautiful Taylor guitar, by the way. And gaan jy vir ons 'n liedjie doen, Ross?
I'll try this one.
All right.
This is a song inspired by the band Killers. I love these guys.
When
I heard this acoustic version, I had to try it.
Okay.
I've forgotten the words.
On the car up Main Street, trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on. You say you're falling behind. Can you read my mind? Oh, yeah. Can you read my mind? I never really gave up on breaking all this two-star town. I got the green light, I got a little fight. I'm gonna turn this thing around. Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind? The good old days, the honest man, the restless heart, the promised land, a southern troll, the world don't see, a city wall and a trampoline. Ooh, if I don't mind, if you don't mind, I don't shine, you don't shine before you jump. Tell me what you'll find. Can you read my mind?
Yes.
I'll do a little version of that.
Yo, that is incredible, man.
Thank
Love
you.
That.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.5.
Te lekker, Ross Leemoth with us. Again, is altijd lekker.
Dankie.
So let's get to the new song. But I quote you out of a previous chat that you had. The past few years, I've been working on bringing myself back from a dark space.
Mm.
Says Ross, I had to let go of relationships and environments I loved. That's tough. We can just pause on that for a second.
Yeah.
But that were holding me back. Heavy love was born from that process. So maybe just take us slowly through this.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean? Like, obviously, when we talk about the dark space.
Yeah.
Maybe let's start there before we go into the relationships and environments.
Yeah. I think for me, a lot of it was to do with my drinking and learning to get back on stage sober again. And
how
in
tough
a solo,
was that, Ross?
It was crazy. I mean, I watched a documentary of Metallica years ago, and James Hetfield mentioned it. And when I was still a drinker, and I always thought that must be crazy, especially on that level, you know.
Yes.
But any level, it's definitely like kind of a loose juice. You know, you can feel a bit of a partakey in yourself beforehand. Now you have to do it mentally. So it's that kind of thing, and facing like going solo. I mean, officially, I've been a solo artist for 18 months now.
Congrats.
Only. Mm. Thank you. And it's been great, but there's a lot of ego death. Obviously, separating from a relationship with the band, it wasn't very healthy for me, and I needed to move on. And it was just sort of a lot all at once. And I realized that sort of heavy love, I was carrying a lot of stuff that I didn't need to. You know, like sometimes when you get angry with someone else because they didn't understand, you're carrying this thing, but you're the only one carrying it. Like they don't even see it sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Or there's a burden you're carrying, or an expectation, whatever it could be. I think I was trying to hone in on that feeling and sentiment with the song.
Yeah. And lyrically as well. So how did you get to the lyrics?
I have a theory where I believe music is floating around a room. So I don't really write lyrics down much. Like I'm definitely sort of try and get myself into a headspace where I'm quite free, and I record on my voice notes, and I sort of allow myself to just sing. I just sort of go, and I think it's a weird way of me processing what's on my mind. And I definitely have always found that it's in my psyche, in the back end. I always joke that there's someone else in the room, but it's sometimes like you just got to be paying attention, and there is magic in the air. You know what I mean? And there's certain songs and things like that. So that's sort of what I feel. Like Bob Dylan still says he couldn't write his first records again. It just, he's like, how do you do that? It's like, I think he was just tuned in at that time.
Yeah.
Lightning in a bottle type.
Yeah, he found his way of doing it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so kom ons speel hom. Hy klink so. Hier's Heavy Love van Ross Leemoth. Leave us op your WhatsApp line. Wanneer ek hier van 061-604-576.
Fall on me. Am I the only one here standing with a sword under me? Feels like a losing battle that could bury me. I could barely breathe.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.5.
Ross Leemoth, he's so by ons. Great song, Ross.
Thank you.
Heavy Love. He's now 8. Gaan sit hom daar by jou speelhuis. Gaan luister hom. It's a great song. Love
Thank
it.
You.
Just to get back to, I'm listening to, I don't know if you've ever heard of David Goggins, but I'm actually busy reading his book again.
Yeah.
Can't Hurt Me, which is a brilliant book, by the way. And he says there, when it comes to our brains and how it normally wants to choose the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
And that's how our brains are normally wired. But he says is when you choose against that, that the magic starts happening. And I mean, so much of the choices that you probably had to do was probably the paths of least resistance.
Yeah, getting used to uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a tough thing. Why is that for you?
For me, I was just going, I was in like a spiral, I think. I was like 100, over 100 kgs. I was drinking every day. It was just sort of everything was the same. So for me, it was like, I love music more than anything, and I love performing it. So it sort of like got messed up along the way somehow. I think I was, my biggest problem is I'm a huge enemy of myself. So that's like, it's something that I constantly have to rectify. And it's sort of facing yourself. And like I did a song called Honey, and the line that I take the most out of that song is, I would have been okay if I just got out of my own way. And that's a fact. But a lot of the time, that voice in your head is not yours. It's really like a lot of people have it. And, you know, when you start working out and stuff like that, like those first few minutes, you think, I'm so unfit. This is horrible. But it's just because you've just been doing nothing. Like, you got to give it a little bit of time. And it's the same with anything. It's like playing a song. But that voices are always going to be there. You just need to learn to beat them. It's like player X, you know. Yeah. I've got a song that I'm busy, that I've written, that I'm going to be releasing. But I'll debut it for you guys. And it's about that, about, you know, being alive. And it's a song about working on your alibi because I've killed the other voice. And your alibi is living. You've been living life. So you've killed that sort of one that keeps you at bay.
Wow.
Sure.
Can't wait to hear that.
Yeah.
Yes, see. Man, the stuff that's coming out now, I'm really enjoying this.
It is
real, it's raw, and it's incredible. It's great music, man.
Thank you, thank you.
I think people need to hear this.
Yeah.
I love the fact that every time a new Ross song comes out, I cannot tell you how it's going to be and what vibe it's going to be before I press play. Like we were speaking off air now, when I started playing Heavy Love for the first time and I heard it, I was like, oh, this is like a Because of You, almost Honey type of vibe. And then that build up came and I was just like dead and useless for the rest of the day.
Because thank you.
It hits you in places where you don't want to go, but you understand you need to be.
I always try and put a feeling, there's a feeling with the songs, and we try and capture that a lot with the production. So sometimes you'll do a production and then you've lost that feeling. So it more than a chord or a style, there's a definite feeling that you try and catch.
Yes, see.
Sure.
Hoe gaan met die oefening?
Yeah, it's okay. Ek probeer.
Even
are you still using Ross, ankles?
It's like again, and that's probably why I had to read David Goggins again.
Yeah,
just to get my mind shifted.
Yeah,
to get back into it. But you get to time to train.
Yeah, right? I'd still train pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, my lady, the love of my life, is such a good rock for me. She definitely helps. You know, leaning on other people in your life is a good thing when you know, when you're not butting heads, you know. So we've learned a good language together, how to speak with each other, I suppose, you know. It's a way of helping each other. You know, you're supposed to be there to be bettering each other. So that's the thing. But I haven't been running, unfortunately. I haven't been boxing. I want to get back into boxing. So maybe
that thing is taking you by storm now.
Lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I was just scared. Like the last time they said, do you want to fight Francois? And Francois was so keen. And I said, listen here, my brother. If I beat you, then every Afrikaans oak is going to want to beat me up. And if you beat me, you're going to write a song about it. So it's a lose-lose for me, you know?
Yeah.
To me, it's like it's Afrikaans rocker versus a guy from Witbank.
It was a little bit late.
All right, but now here's the thing now. If you had to choose, who would you take on? That's a difficult question.
I had to with this last one. They said, well, can you... And I was supposed to fight Bobby von Jansvold. Can you imagine? I would have had every lady in the world wanting to beat me up.
Do you know how hard...
How dare you touch Bobby?
A tonny swings a
handbag. It would be bad. And then... He couldn't do it because of medical problems. He had medical at the time.
Yes.
I'm keeping that. That was his excuse. It's okay. He heard Witbank's calling.
Yeah.
But then it was like Joe, and he also couldn't do it. He's had surgery in his neck.
Yes.
But at the time, I thought everyone thinks I'm going to fight the whole industry. They must think I've gone solo and mad. So it was quite a funny time. And then poor Kevin.
Oh, that was great.
Bobby was here last week. I wish these two interviews had just switched. Could have had everything out in the open.
I don't think I could have hit Bobby. Shame. I would have been in big trouble.
All right. So your plans for the rest of this year, Ross?
I'm going to be releasing new music, so people, please follow and check it out. Those kind of things really help me and help get the music out there. So follow all of my crazy stories. There's going to be new music coming out very soon, end of September, if you have to know.
Yep.
And then, lots of shows. I've got the 19th of September. there's a plug here, but I'm playing at the Atterbury. I don't play in Pretoria enough, so I'm really looking forward to it. So I'm playing the 19th, I'm playing at Atterbury, and then there's another one here that on the 4th of October, I'll be at the Ultimate Braai Festival in Pretoria.
Fatsoa.
Of course.
A lekker braai.
I'm going to be at that.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right, nou kom ons terug aan die verkeer. Net na dit, dan vat ons op so een laaste liedjie uit Ross het.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM
95.
Oh, there we go.
Man, I just love the accent.
Hi.
It's about time.
Hey, where's your kilt? Probably.
Ross Liam, I think was the atelier. Ross, now before you let you go, man, please give us another one, man.
Yeah.
One more, Ross.
So this is one I'm going to...
Are you going to...
This will come out in months from now.
Mm.
But I think it's right as part of the conversation we've been having. This is about how you kill that player, that X, player X, and you can move on and be alive.
Come on.
Guess it's now or never. I've been said before, this could be a dream. This could all turn out to be something else entirely.
Wow.
But it's a beautiful dance, I feel. How you move or you decide. The feeling coming over me now, yeah. I can't describe. I'm alive. Baby, I'm alive with possibilities. I'm a buzz with all the birds and bees now. I've been working on my alibi. I guess it all goes down, it all goes down in the end. Ah, no, 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 all go down. Ah, no, no, no. Nah, nah, no, no, nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, no, no. Nah, nah, nah. Guess there's no argument. I try to better myself inside. The old me I have buried him. I control the player in my mind. This time. I'm alive with possibilities. I'm a buzz with all the birds and bees now. I've been working on my alibi now. I guess we all go down, we all go down in the end. Da 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 da, na na na. Guess we all go down. We all go down.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
Ah. Man. Yes, like, hier kom moeilikheid nou. Hier kom die moeilikheid nou.
Maar jy gaan hal vol om die boot. It's the same with, you with every love as well.
Thank you. Debut right now. Oh, man, never incredible. Heard before.
Ross Lemoth, gaan volg nou vir Ross daar op sy sociale media, but you need to be strong, eh?
Yes.
If you follow Ross and Ross's wife, because they post incredible photos and videos, so go be strong there. Well,
yeah.
Ross, thank you, man.
Bye, thank you, guys. It's always a pleasure.
Great song, Heavy Love. Now out, gaan sit om daar by jy speelhuis by, gaan luister die song en gaan blaas om daar vir jouself.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.